Hey, podcasters, today I want you to focus in on Billy, who had a call about whether or not he should start his own business or work for somebody else. Great stuff for you to ponder, plus more of your calls. Let's start right now. Live from Nashville, Music City, USA, you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were born to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. Let's get to it. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. You can also schedule a call. We know that you're working, and so we're on, of course, live every day here on Sirius XM at 1 Central, 2 Eastern. And so adjust that lunch break. And just email the show, ask@kencoleman.com. Madison will set you up. We'll get you on live, and we will help you out. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. I want to start today's show with a fun story that is just chock full of goodness. It's going to push you a little bit. So if you're dealing with peer pressure right now, I'm about to step all over your toes. So I love documentaries. I love comedy. So when I saw this documentary called Jerry Seinfeld, Comedian, I was like, oh, I got to watch this. I think Seinfeld is brilliant. I think he's probably one of the deepest comedians that the world has ever seen. The guy's got some real depth behind his snarky stuff. So anyway, in this documentary, I looked this up so that I could pull the text, if you will, and read you part of the documentary. So Seinfeld is talking to this other stand-up comic, Orny Adams. And Adams is kind of, you know, he's kind of down in the mouth a little bit. And he's talking about peer pressure from friends, parents. And at one point he says, you know, how much longer can I do this? His career hasn't taken off yet. He's doing the club scene and it's not glamorous. And he sees his other friends making a lot of money and they're moving up in the world. And Seinfeld, in classic Seinfeld, you know, looks at him like, you know, he's got a third ear. He's like, what are you talking about? Moving up? He's like this, and he's waving his hands around. Has nothing to do with your friends. And then the guy goes, yeah, but what do you tell your parents? And Seinfeld says, yeah, this is a special thing. This has nothing to do with making it. So Adam says one more time, but did you ever stop and compare your life and go, I'm 29, my friends are all married and have kids, they all have houses. They all have this some sort of sense of normality, and he's still down in the dumps. And Seinfeld cuts him off. He goes, let me tell you a story. This is what I want to read to you. He says, this is my favorite story about show business. Now, wait for this at the end. He said, Glenn Miller's orchestra is doing a gig somewhere. They can't land the plane because it's winter, a snowy night. They have to land in this field and walk to the gig. Now, they're dressed in their suits. They're ready to go. They're carrying their instruments. So they're walking through all this snow. It's wet. It's cold. And in the distance, they see this little house. All the lights are on, the chimney smoke is coming out, you know, it just looks like a painting. So they walk up to this house and they look in the window. And inside they see this classic American family. There's a guy, his wife, two kids, they're all happy, talking, smiling, laughing. There's a fire in the fireplace. I mean, it's a Norman Rockwell painting. And these guys are standing there in their suits, they're wet, cold, shivering, holding their instruments. And one guy turns to the other guy and goes, how do people live like that? And Seinfeld goes, that's what this is all about. Now, what is he saying there? He's going, these dudes are in the middle of nowhere in a snowdrift. Their plane's broken down. The car's broken down. They're freezing cold. And they're looking at this gorgeous family in this super nice setting. And they go, how do people live like this? They are focused on what they love to do. They love the road. They love performing. They love it so much that they're willing to put up with the circumstances that most of us go, oh man, is this really worth it? Here's the point. Peer pressure is making some of you settle as opposed to being your own person and going, that's not my life. I couldn't live that way. I have to live this way. Now, there's nothing wrong with the family scene. That's not what the point of the story is. I think this is a great challenge for some of us. You're going to settle because it seems as though everybody else is so happy with what they have, and you haven't asked yourself, what is it that I want to have? What is the life I am meant to live? Please ask that question and live it. 844-747-2577. Folks are standing by. To the phones we go. We go to Janelle, who's on the line in Atlanta, Georgia. Janelle, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call. I'm excited to be on the radio.
Well, I'm excited to talk with you. How can I help?
Well, I'm considering a career switch, and I'm struggling with how to go about it. Mm-hmm. Basically, I've been working 9 to 5, you know, since out of college. I've been in banking for about 10 years, and that's what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I moved from branch, like retail banking, to back office, mm-hmm. and pretty much hate it.
Yep.
have figured that out about like 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been wanting to switch. I have, you know, and a plan of the career that I want to go into, which is real estate.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing a course so that I can take the exam.
Oh, good.
But my job is so demanding and so, you know, draining mentally that I don't have as much time to study, or the energy to study, rather, as much as I would like during the week. So I just feel like this job is holding me back from moving into the new career. So I just, you know, I don't know what to do. I hate it. And
can you walk away? Can you walk away financially from it?
Wouldn't be the best thing. You know, I thought of maybe picking up like a bunch of part-time jobs just to help with that, because my husband works. But I do listen to Dave Ramsey as well, so we are in the baby steps.
How much debt do you have, and when will you pay it off?
Not for another probably 4 years, 3-4 years.
Okay. And what do you need? Yeah. What do you need to make financially? If I was going to replace your current banking job, how much would that pay you?
About 55.
Yeah. Well, when is this test? When is the actual testing day?
Well, that's up to me. So my goal was I wanted to take the test at the end of February, but because I can't study like how I want to, I don't even know when I can do that. I'm trying to, you know, aim for end of March now.
What does study like you want to mean?
Like a couple of hours every night, and then, you know, pretty much all day on the weekends. But for right now, I'm just getting, you know, time on the weekends to do it.
Why aren't you able to do it at night?
I'm exhausted. I'm just, you know, after driving home, and, you know, sometimes I've been working late mm-hmm. lately, so what? I'm getting home later.
Are they making you work late?
Making me? No. It's just the demands of the job. Some days are busier than others, so
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
it's hard to really plan how your day is going to go,
yeah.
because it's based on the volume of, you know, things that we're getting in. So,
gotcha. Let me ask you this. Have you talked to any local realtors, maybe even somebody that you know who has a realtor they love and so they highly recommend him? Have you talked to anybody like that and said, hey, here's my dilemma. I want to be able to study this many hours a week for this test. Am I creating an unnecessary burden? What's the best way to ace this test? What do you know? I mean, how much research have you done about getting prepared for this test?
I've done quite a bit. I have a really good friend, one of the top realtors actually out here, and I've talked to her friends who are, you know, on her team as well, and they've all not passed the test on the first try.
Oh,
so
Wait a second. Wait a second. You're telling me there are successful realtors out there who didn't pass it the first time?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's where we're at. Janelle, this is not going to be fun for you to hear. Okay. But
yeah.
I'm just going to be real with you, because that's what you want. I know you're exhausted. I know you're doing something that you absolutely can't stand. And not only can you not stand it, it's sucking the life out of you, you know, with some of this overtime, and you get home and you're exhausted. And I get all that. But how badly do you want to walk out of there and walk into seling real estate and win big and control your schedule and make more money than you've ever made? How badly do you want that?
Yeah, tremendously.
Do you want it bad enough to say, well, I'm going to suck it up. I know I'm tired, but I'm going to suck it up. And I'm going to do whatever it takes.
and if I fail the test in February, I'll take it again in March. Yes?
Yeah, that's true. I just, you know, in my head, I'm like, I just want to pass on the first try.
So,
I want to make sure that I study properly.
Yeah, hey, I know. Hey, I wanted every time I ever talked to a radio guy for them to say, yeah, Ken, I think you're good. I'm going to put you on the radio. Do you think that happened?
Right.
You know, hey, every girl I ever asked out, I wanted to say yes. Do you think that happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God Stacy said yes when I asked her to marry me. But my point is, what are we talking about here? I know you're tired, but aren't you sick and tired of that job? Aren't you more tired of going into that place than you are tired at 7 o'clock at night?
Sure am, yeah.
All right, now listen. I am not suggesting that you wear yourself to an absolute, you know, nub and you just can't function at all. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is, welcome to the grind. And the only other option is you moving to another job that pays you about $50,000 to $55,000 that doesn't suck the life out of you, but you're still going to have to study.
Yeah.
You're still going to have to work a job until you can get to the point that you're selling houses and you've made up that money. You and your husband are going to be out of debt in 4 years. You don't want to slow that process down. If you have to, you have to. But if he's okay with you going to part-time jobs, you did mention that, so I want to make sure everybody hears me say, Janelle, if it's killing you and your hubby and you sit down and you walk through the budget and you say, we can drop back from her $55,000 salary and we can do part-time, and if you make 20, 25 part-time, we're going to be really tight, but it will allow you, you know, all the benefits of not working in this job you hate and give you more study time, and hopefully you pass the first time around and you can get into selling. You know, you see what I'm saying? But you're going to have to, at some point, you know, realize that I think in order to win, you're going to have to stay in a job, paying off that debt, and doing real estate on the side. You're showing houses at night when you're tired. You're showing houses on the weekend when you're tired. But I can't tell you how tired I was.
Yeah.
You know, when I was trying to make it in radio and run my own company and three kids and, you know, my wife working, helping run the company. And, you know, it was exhausting. But you can do this, Janelle. You know you can. Okay? So here's the deal.
I can.
You're going to pass this test. And I really don't care if you pass it the first time or the second time. You're going to pass it. And after you pass it, you're going to start moving towards the dream. And eventually you're going to be debt-free. And you're going to be selling houses, controlling your schedule, and having a blast. How badly do you want that? Just remind yourself what you want more than anything when you get tired. It's magical, isn't it? You know, get a visual. Or here's the deal. When you get tired and you don't want to study, start thinking back to your day at about 2:30 when you wanted to just slam your head into the door. You know, hey, that'll motivate you. I got to get out of here. I can't take this. So I'm going to go study my fanny off. You know? Come on, folks. Whoever said that this was easy, by the way? I'd like to know who they are. Bring them on the show. I'll debate them and destroy them. If you're listening to some motivational whack job out there who's telling you that achieving the dream is simple and it's easy and it's a microwave, stop listening. Stop reading that nonsense. It's a lie. Hey, folks, I've been talking about this a lot on the show. The job economy is hot, hot, hot. Now, there are more jobs available than there are people who are unemployed, which means for you, the job seeker, if you're ready to move up, the time is now. It starts with getting hooked up with my friends at ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. You need to go check it out. Here's why. ZipRecruiter has over 100 of the web's leading job boards that they're connected to. And combine that with their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter is the best of the best. They're going to get your resume matched up with the right job and the right company. Now, if you're an employer and you listen to this show and you're looking for the type of people who are listening to this show and calling in and making strategic changes, this can change the game for you as well. Try ZipRecruiter for a limited time for free. All you have to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's the smartest way to get hired, and it's the smartest way to hire. How many of you people out there need to learn something? Liberty University is the leader. They're the best
at offering what you need, over 700 degree programs, including even just that certification that you might need, all the way up to a doctorate, over 700 programs. They have frozen their tuition for a couple years. They are the best at offering you flexibility, specifically on your schedule. This is your time, and on your budget, this is your money. So even if you can't go full speed, which few of you can, that's why I'm so proud to work with Liberty University and their online education. Now, you can go to their school, too, if you're a youngster or you're a grandparent, a parent, you got a kid that's thinking about going to a great school, beautiful campus in Central Virginia. But for those of you that are going to have to do this on the side and you go, Ken, it's going to take me 5 to 7 years, not necessarily, not if you start part-time. And you knock out a little bit, may only take you 3 to 4. So go to liberty.edu/Ken. Yes, we are back. Thank you so much for joining the conversation here on the Ken Coleman Show. I am fired up hearing from more and more of you via email, ask@kencolemanshow.com, or on social media, facebook.com/kencolemanhost. You're just saying the nicest things. And yes, that does make my heart swell a bit, but it also encourages me that there are more and more of you saying, hey, I want to live on purpose. I know I was created to do something unique, and I want to find out what it is and then figure out how to make that a reality. 844-747-2577. Here's the point before we get right back to the calls. I want you to share the show. It means a lot when someone hears from you. And you encourage them to listen and say, hey, I think this will encourage you. This is going to give you a construct where you can dive deep within yourself and discover who you really are and then figure out a plan on how to get there. This guy, Ken, he'll be your friend. That's what we need. Let's help as many people as possible. If you're being encouraged by this show, if you are being lifted by this show, if you have been able to come up with a plan and next steps and you are walking them out, share it, share it, share it. To that end, let's get going right back to the phones. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Michelle, who's on the line in Lincoln, Nebraska. Michelle, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. I guess my question would be, I'm confused on the direction that I need to go for my career. I'm in a small to middle-sized company. I do their controlling, and it seems like I don't get a pay increase unless I decide to leave. And I also do bookkeeping at the side, and I've been doing that for over 10 years, and I really, really enjoy that. I'd like to get my CPA, but I don't make as much there, obviously, as I make doing the controlling job.
Right.
So I have those two cuts, and then also there's jobs out there that are open that I could apply for, and I would make more money doing that. So I just don't know if I drop everything I'm doing and try that direction, or if I do my CPA and just do my bookkeeping and be a wife and a mother, or I guess I'm just really confused on what direction I need to go.
Great. But you know what's nice about this is I think you're going to be really clear in just a couple minutes, because you've got three options. Stay in your current job where you're pretty much, you've hit the ceiling.
Stuck.
Yeah. You've hit the ceiling. There's no growth opportunities. So you know where I'm leaning towards that one. So can we just go ahead and kill the mystery and option one, gone. I don't like that one. Option two for our conversation is you getting that CPA's license and continue and allowing yourself to continue your side hustle of being the bookkeeper and then really grow that side business and maybe get that to where it's 3/4 of your time, maybe full time, and then you're a wife and a mom and you got your own side business and you're doing something that you love. That's a really attractive option. The third option is that there are some jobs you've looked into and they are attractive to you. And I'm guessing, you didn't say this, but I'm guessing that they allow you to use your talents and allow you to do work that you're passionate about. So they're in your sweet spot and they pay more money. So to me, it is, it's an either or. Which one puts you on the path to doing what you ultimately want to do down the road, 5, 10 years from now? Would you like to have your own business, your own bookkeeping business?
I mean, I really want to do my CPA, and like with a full-time job, I just don't have the time to study as I need. So, but I'm just so scared of giving up the weekly check that I, you know, get anyway, you know, from regular job. So that's what I'm kind of worried about.
Well,
but my husband's like, just do it.
What is, yeah, see, that's what I want to know. Why is he saying just do it? Is he saying, well, first of all, let me clarify. Is he saying just do it, leave the current job and go all in on the CPA test?
Yes. That's what he's saying.
So financially, you two can, your family is fine if you give up that weekly paycheck right now.
It's fine. It's just we won't go on as many vacations and,
you know, do family fun things. Okay, hold on.
I'm kind of worried about failing for the family that way.
Yeah, but that's not failing. Your husband's going, come on, go for it, babe. He knows where this is going. Yeah. Let's fast forward for a moment. Let's say we take the husband's advice and you drop out of this current job where you're stuck. And you study for the CPA test, you take it, and then what do you do with it? Take me down the path.
I guess do more advertising and build larger.
Okay, so you would use the CPA license just to build your business.
Correct.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. I just wanted to make sure I understood that. Now, how long is it going to take? Give me the timeline to study, take it, and be done with it. How long?
If I could just do it full time, probably less than a year or a year, somewhere around there.
Okay, so 12 months. Okay, so that's 12 months only making your bookkeeping money, right? Because you would still continue to do that.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you really have to study for this thing? I just have no clue. This is an ignorant question, but I got to know the answer. Like, how intense is it?
I've read that it is intense. They recommend 20 to 40 hours a week studying. So, I mean, it's a full-time job because you have to take all the sections and pass them all within, I think, 18 months.
Right. But let me ask you this. What's your confidence level? Forget the 20 to 40 hours a week because that sounds daunting. What's your confidence levels? One being not much, 10, you're really super confident that you're going to crush this. Just based on your actual background, and you've got a lot of experience doing a lot of this stuff. So what do you, how do you feel about the CPA test? Feel good about it? Where are you at?
Yeah, I feel good about it. I mean, I've taken it once, the first section, and I just missed it by 2 points. So, but the fact of the matter is I'm full-time mom, full-time studying, full-time doing everything. And I don't think I can continue doing it like that. I need
Well, we're walking through this, and I think you got to hear yourself. And your husband's on board. I just wonder how many extra bookkeeping clients you might be able to pick up in this interim period where you are studying. And I am not trying to, I don't want to push you, but I'm going to push you a little bit. Are you okay with this, Michelle? I want you to consider this. I want you to consider what would happen if you left your current job and you took another job. Would these jobs allow you to keep doing controlling and all that kind of stuff, bookkeeping? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how much more are they going to pay than what you make now?
From what I make now, anywhere from 30 to 50,000 more.
All
but
right.
I would have to travel, and I have kids, and traveling's not an option.
Oh well, you didn't tell me that.
I don't want to travel.
All right. Well, you didn't tell me that. So now we just killed that. Okay. Because what I was going to tell you is. And I might suggest, so I'm going to go back to my suggestion. I had an idea here. What if you stay in the current job right now and keep that check? Because you can do it with your eyes closed, right?
Yeah.
All right. So listen, what if you take some of the money, you start budgeting some of the money you've been making and you put it towards some help around the house, maybe an elderly lady, a grandmother type, or maybe even a college kid or something, a girl that wants to come in and she does some stuff like some basic laundry and maybe some light cleaning, helping the kids with homework. I don't know. You know what you need to do in your home. What if you put some of that money towards that extra help so that when you do come home, you're not having to spend the time doing all that stuff that you have to do. And you're able to just be engaged with the kids until bedtime and you put in your 20 hours after they go to sleep. Over the course of 7 days. It's just an idea. I'm not telling you that's what you should do. I'm just giving you another idea because here's what happens. You keep that paycheck. You almost passed it last time. You were within 2 points. I don't think you need to do 40 hours a week. I don't buy that for a second. Not for somebody who's already taken it and got so close. So I'm not telling you that's what you should do. I'm saying you got an awesome husband who's saying, come home and study and rock it, and then you'll replace that income. Or you try my version. And if my version doesn't work 2 months from now, you still walk away. See, like, my option is a risk-free option, but it keeps that paycheck coming in. You're feeling good about yourself. And you know what? I think it's a good move for y'all to budget and get you some help at the house. So you can just come home and be a wife and mom. But mom without all the tasks. You know what I mean? And hey, how old are the kids, by the way?
I have a 12-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 6-year-old.
Yeah, let me tell you something. The 12-year-old and 9-year-old can step up, too.
Yeah, they could.
Yes, they could. Help mama out a little bit. Yeah. Here's what you're going to... Hey, let me tell you what mom's doing. Mom's pursuing her dream. And it's going to take a little extra work from mom. So let me tell you what you're going to start doing. And I'm not in your house. But I mean, you know, you start going, it's been this way. Let me tell you what your new expectation is. And they start helping out. So that when you come home, you just get this awesome time with them. When they go to bed, you do a little bit of studying. You know, a couple hours a night, I think you're fine. I don't know. And if it doesn't work, by the way, you still take your husband's option. So there you go. All right, let's see here. Let's go to Billy in Indianapolis. Billy, we got 2 minutes. How can I help?
Hey, Ken. I am currently a real estate agent, have been for about 3 years. I'm kind of switching gears, getting into the home inspection business. Kind of struggling to figure out whether I should go out into business on my own or join an existing company. I think I have the marketing skills and the contacts to drum up quite a bit of business, but I don't have the construction background like a lot of home inspectors do, so I'm just kind of stuck.
Yeah, I don't know that you're stuck. I think you're just, you're as you should be, a little bit careful right now, because if you move from being a realtor right into this cold, then you're kind of left to spend all your time drumming up business as opposed to actually doing the work. Am I right?
Right.
Okay, so here's what I think. I think there's two options. I think one is you stay in being a realtor and you do this on the side, okay, and you start making some connections and you go that route. Or you go work for somebody and you learn the tricks of the trade, you know, and you begin to build relationships because you're working for somebody else. And then eventually you step out on your own. So, I think you, because being a realtor, you might be able to get a situation where you become your own inspector. That's the first thing that popped in my mind. If you're actually selling houses, I know my realtor introduced me to my inspector. Every realtor I've ever worked with, they've got somebody that does their inspections. So if you can do it for yourself, that'd be a nice way to kind of ease into that, make the relationships, befriend some builders, you know, who can teach you some things on the side. I think there's two options. That's one option. The other option is going to work for somebody else for, as you know, a short term, maybe a year, 2 years, whatever. I think you got two really good options. I kind of am interested in you becoming your own inspector, though. If you're selling houses and doing well, that's the route that I would go. Well, we started off with a fun story from the documentary Jerry Seinfeld, Comedian. And I really want to challenge all the social pressures that you feel from whatever avenue they're coming at you, the peer pressure, the family pressure to be something that you're not, to pursue something that you know in your heart of hearts. It's not something you're supposed to pursue. Andrew Lansley is the source of our quote today. Peer pressure and social norms are powerful influences on behavior, and they are classic excuses. That will preach. Some of you have made peer pressure an excuse to settle. Don't settle. Your life's too important. Life's too short to settle. Our time is almost up. But before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining this conversation. Until next time, this is The Ken Coleman Show. Press on. Hey, folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Solutions podcast, like Christy Wright's Business Boutique.
Hey, I'm Christy Wright, and I help women all over the country take their ideas and passions and hobbies and turn them into profitable businesses. If you have an idea in your head or a dream in your heart, and you've ever wondered if you could make money doing it, I'm here to help. Join us on the Business Boutique podcast, where we are equipping women to make money doing what they love.
To hear full episodes, just search Business Boutique in iTunes or go to businessboutique.com.